now at 10:33. Time for the Week in Theater segment on 720 WGN. I'm giggling and laughing because the opening of our theater segment, guaranteed every time for as many years as we've been doing this show and this theater segment, when I play that introduction to this segment, if you are an actor, an actress, you start dancing and singing wherever you are, which just happened now with about, 20 people, 20 actors and actresses who are in our studio right now at the moment. I love when it's a big group activity like that. And we're talking about the cast of Beauty and the Beast that's just opened at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. And leading the cast are two people, Beth Stafford Laird, who plays Belle. Welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And a veteran here on the show with us before. He's been here when he starred in Sweeney Todd at the Paramount and when he was the Cowardly Lion, right, in Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. Also at the Paramount, Paul Jordan Jansen. Welcome to you. Nice to have you back here with us
thanks,
again.
Thanks for having
us. As the Beast.
Yes.
As the Beast this time. So what's it like for you both to take on these, rather iconic roles?
It's pretty amazing. As most little girls my age, we all sort of dreamed of being Belle, I think, at one point.
Did you dress up when you were a kid?
Yeah, in my own way. I used to wear turtlenecks on my head to emulate the hair I wanted.
Oh,
so, like, when
nice.
I wanted to be Ariel, I wore my red turtleneck on my head. And when I wanted to be Aurora, I'd wear my... But I have brown hair, so I didn't need a turtleneck.
Most kids would have just gone with the bath towel.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at you, creative genius.
Well...
with the turtleneck.
What can I say?
Yeah. I mean, it's, kids, little girls like to be princesses and dress up as their favorite Disney characters.
Yeah, but Belle is great because she reads books and she's... like, you know, she doesn't start as a princess. She started as a normal girl. So,
and it's like a little bit of a girl power kind of role as well. Which
yeah, I like to think so.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that it is, and has not only the original animated version, but the live action version that came out a couple of years ago. They amped up the girl power in it a little bit. And I haven't seen this production yet. I'm going to see it tonight, so I'm super excited to see you guys. I think that's important as well for little girls to come to the theater and see that, you know, here's somebody, here's a character on the stage who is compassionate,
yeah,
and has her own dreams and her own thoughts and her own, you know, stands up for herself, which
yeah,
is pretty
exactly.
important.
Yeah, exactly. She knows what she believes in, and she's willing to fight for it. So.
Yeah. So what's it like for you, Paul, to be taking on the role of the Beast? Fearsome, yet with a heart of gold at the same time.
It's kind of a dream come true, I would say.
Really?
For myself. Oh, yeah. I've loved this movie since I was a kid. This was my first Broadway show, and I can remember being in the audience in New York.
First Broadway show that you saw?
This is the first Broadway show I ever
saw. Not performed.
Ever saw.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I just remember hearing the music and just wanting to play this role so badly. And to see, I think it, I forget the actor's name, but it was just such a wonderful experience for me. And now to be playing this role, it's awesome because I'm able to put my own spin on it, and it's, for me, it's truly valuable for, you know, other little boys and girls out there who look like me to see somebody revealed and to be as a prince and depicted in this way rather than, you know, what traditionally is supposed to be a prince or and whatnot. But it has its challenges.
You mean the Disney depiction
in the cartoon, yeah. You see, you know, this beautiful blue-eyed, red-haired man.
Yeah.
Come out at the end, and now you in our production it's a bit different where you see somebody who is, you know, a brown person,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
depicted as a prince.
What are the characteristics of a Beast that you have to bring out
from out of the layers of costuming and makeup and things that you must have?
Big thing is physicality, for sure. That's kind of been my main focus, especially over the past few weeks. So I'm dealing with a cape, dealing with a vest and a shirt and all of that kind of stuff. So it's, you know, depicting that the physicality of a beast, but somehow he's still human. So kind of marrying those two things together is pretty important.
Yeah, you're a veteran at the Paramount Theater.
I guess
you've done three pretty big shows there and won a Jeff Award, right?
For Sweeney, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think that they bring to producing shows at the Paramount? I mean, people, everybody, myself included, rave about the shows at the Paramount all the time. From the performer's perspective, what do you think that they bring?
So much heart. They really love what they do. Everybody there loves their job and comes to work and does it 110%. And that's something that even in you know, my short career, that I haven't experienced at any other theater. They take care of their company members and they want to put the best work forward no matter what. And it's proven in Beauty and the Beast, I think. I think this is possibly the biggest spectacle that I think Chicago has probably ever seen.
Wow.
So I encourage you to come and see the work that, you know, these folks put in, because it's truly magical.
Yeah,
it's,
I know the holiday shows, especially at Paramount, are they, you know, they throw everything in for these shows. They're always truly spectacular. Beth, has this also been your similar kind of experience performing at the Paramount?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny if you said no?
I completely disagree.
I hate it.
No, it couldn't be further from the truth. I've been, as an outsider, I'm based in New York, so I'm new to the Chicago community, and I've felt very embraced, which is wonderful. And there's something really special about the community here, because everybody just wants to go a little bit further. Like, nobody is really settled. Nobody's like, that's good enough. It's like there's always that drive to want to do a little bit more. And I think that's really what takes it, like, to the next level and beyond. And this is, like, you know, the scale of this production is just, like, mind-blowing, and it's amazing to watch, but it's also amazing to be a part of on stage, because, like, you get to feel like you're in the castle, and that's, like, that's such a hard thing to accomplish with this show. And they've really, really done it. It's amazing. It sounds beautiful, it looks beautiful, and we've maintained that heart. We're, like, so, everybody in the cast is so clicked into wanting to really tell the story honestly and genuinely and, like, passionately, and, like, so it's got all the elements.
Yeah, I expect to have some tears tonight. I'm just apologizing now to anyone who may sit near me if there is open wailing on my part.
We encourage it.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try to control myself. I also want to introduce Jenny Sophia, who plays Mrs. Potts in the show. Scoot up to the microphone here a little bit, Jenny, because you're gonna sing for us in a couple of minutes. You're gonna do the Beauty and the Beast song. We're looking forward to that. But what's that like for you? Because there's some costuming that's going on with your character. Yes. As well, right?
Yes, and some physical therapy going on the side, too. No,
is it physically difficult with all the costuming you almost have?
Yes, to maneuver in a pot, but it's actually kind of fun.
First time that phrase has ever been uttered on
this
show.
I'm good at those.
Yeah. Hard to maneuver in a pot.
In a pot, yeah. But it actually lends itself to the story, because all of us are fighting to be human again.
Right.
And so the element, and Teresa Hamm has outdone herself with the design of our costumes, both as humans and as extraordinary objects. And it's pretty amazing to be able to spin about in a large pot.
Intimidating to be singing one of the most iconic songs from motion pictures of all time, much less originally sung by Angela Lansbury.
Right. It was at first, and then when you find your way into it, it's like the most delightful song I've ever had the opportunity to sing night after night. There's something really special about the tune, the moment, everything, and I just I can't get enough of it now.
Yeah, it's I mean it's such a beautiful, warm story for the kids, but also for adults to see. And I would argue at this time in the world right now, to have a story that's about love and friendship and acceptance is even more poignant. And if there ever was a story to be told for the holiday season, mm-hmm. It's this one. I think I'm just super excited to see the show tonight. So
we're excited to have you there.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be a lot of fun. Yes. So you're gonna sing the Beauty and the Beast song for us.
Yes.
And then we're gonna get another of the signature songs from the show. Be our guest from the ensemble that's joined us here this morning, who we will meet in just a moment and have the performances. And I have to say, of all the casts and performers that we've had here on the show, best dressed group that we've ever had here today. You look like you could be an ad for, you know, like for on the Macy's catalog for Christmas wear. You all look like you're ready to say, hey, let's go skiing. You look fantastic. This is a good-looking group here this morning.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah. Well, you can actually see it. Careful what you do, because you can also watch it on WGNRadio.com. There are cameras all over this place. Ooh. It's 10:43. We'll be back more with the cast of Beauty and the Beast. It's open now at the Paramount in Aurora. I'll tell you how to get tickets in a second. Text from the 708 area code has come in. Says, I saw Beauty and the Beast at the Paramount last Sunday. Great show. Loved the show. So nice to hear the cast on here. So that's nice when you get real life endorsements like that from people checking in. One of the maybe the signature song from the show is Beauty and the Beast. And Jenny Sophia, as we had mentioned, plays Mrs. Potts. Anything we need to know setting this up for you know, if there is a man, woman, or child on earth who has not seen any version of this before?
Be prepared for it to take your breath away.
Wow. Okay. Yes. All right. Let's hear Beauty and the Beast.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly, just a little change. Say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast, ever just the same, ever
going to be such a mess tonight. I'm going to be a mess tonight. I got to watch some Jim Carrey movies or something this afternoon to get in a silly mood before I come. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much. Jenny Sophia, who plays Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast, that's at the Paramount in Aurora, now through January the 19th. It's going to be playing past the new year, so some great opportunities to see it. Get tickets at ParamountAurora.com. Or 630-896-6666. All right, so let's go around the room and meet everybody that we've got here for our next number, which is Be Our Guest. It's a huge, big ensemble. And let's start over here.
Hi, I'm Sarah Reinecke.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm Elizabeth Romero.
Can you tell us who you play also?
Oh, sure. I play a silly girl.
Silly girl. Yes. Okay.
And I am also a silly girl.
You are also a silly girl.
My name is Ashley Lanyon, and I'm in the ensemble.
Okay. Very nice.
Jackson Evans. I play Lumiere.
Ah, okay.
Evan Dolan. I'm in the ensemble.
All right.
Catherine Viviano, also in the ensemble.
Very nice.
Brian Bandura, and I'm in the ensemble.
Okay.
Christopher Kelly, I'm in the
ensemble. All right, let me turn the microphones on. Say that one more time because we didn't have the mic on.
I'm Christopher Kelly, and I'm in the ensemble.
Also in the ensemble.
Right. And I'm Timothy P. Foch, and I'm in the ensemble.
Very nice. All right, so great to have you all here with us. And are we set? Are we set in the control room with the music? Are you guys all set to go? Yeah. Go ahead and pull that microphone up. You just
Just yank it.
Yeah, just give it a good. Yeah, we break this stuff here all the time. That's good. And again, from the Paramount Theater in Aurora's Beauty and the Beast, this is Be Our Guest.
Mon cher mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie a napkin round your neck, chéri, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me, ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, this is France. And the dinner here is never second best. Go on and fold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We are guests, be our guest.
Beef ragu, cheese souffle, I am pudding on flambé.
We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining whilst the flatware's entertaining.
We tell jokes,
I do drinks with my fellow candlesticks.
And it's all in perfect taste that you can bet. Come on and lift your glass, you've won your own free pass.
Our guest. If you're stressed, it's fine dining, we suggest.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest. Be our guest, be our guest. Get your worries off your chest. Let us say for your entree, we venerate, maybe suggest. Tries of bread, tries of soup, wows of croutons, loop-de-loop.
It's a treat for any diner, don't believe me, ask for China.
Singing pork, dancing veal, what an entertaining meal. How could anyone be gloomy or depressed? We'll make you shout, anchor, and send us out for more.
So be our guest.
Be our guest.
Be our guest.
That was fantastic. Thank you guys so much. I just didn't want it to stop.
There's more. Come and see the play. There's more. There's so much more.
They're not gonna give you the whole thing here. They're not gonna let it all go right here. But it was it sounded fantastic. Thank you all very, very much for coming in. We appreciate that. Jenny, thank you so much. Where'd Jenny go? Jenny, oh, hi, Jenny. Thank you. Thanks for coming. We literally have 20 people in the studio today. That never happens. And also Beth Stafford Laird, who plays Belle. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
And Paul, it's great to see you again, too. Paul Jordan Jensen. It was Beauty and the Beast is at the Paramount through January 19th. 23 East Galena in Aurora. ParamountAurora.com, 630-896-6666.